Good morning, City Church. This is Blake Parrott bringing you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, and a moment of grace. This past weekend, my wife, Sabrina, and I had the pleasure of hanging out with two City Church kids, Parker and Gray, on Sunday afternoon and evening as their parents traveled home from an event. We always love seeing the boys, seeing their joy, seeing their excitement for the world, getting to hear about their new interests, and especially about all of the things they're planning to do this summer. I love seeing the boys because it reminds me of when I was their age, with no responsibilities, having all the fun in the world, and purely relying on all of those that cared and loved for me. Thinking of this time that we all experience in one way or another makes me think about that feeling of pure reliance especially. And in this, I think of Psalm 143. In the psalm, David is crying out to the Lord in a moment of pure reliance. Verses 7 and 8 say this, "Answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those that go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for I trust in you. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul." Let me read that again so you can hear it. "Answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul." I often feel that I do not live my life out of this same sense of pure reliance on the Lord that David displays here in Psalm 143 and in so many others before and after it. It is easy to come out of that reminiscence of childlike faith and be reminded of the hardships of adult life, but in this lack of remembrance, our spirits are sure to fail, as David shared in verse 7. In Psalms 140 through 142, leading up to the above, David gives charge with songs and pleas for refuge, deliverance, and for the ear of the Lord. The wonderful news of the gospel is that the Lord hears us. He hears our pleas for aid, for action in the world, for deliverance from hardship, deliverance from fear, and deliverance from ourselves. David goes on in verses 9 and 10 of the psalm to say this, of Psalm 143. "Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground." Do you hear it? The call? David charges us to cry out to the Lord, to remember him, to plead with him, to make us know the way, to teach us his will, for his good spirit will lead us on level ground. Lastly, this psalm and those leading up to it remind me of the goodness that comes from these pleas to the Lord. We often cry out in hopes to hear an answer immediately to the songs we sing and the pleas we plead so earnestly, but we don't. For the Lord's action and the voice, his voice, comes through those who love us, those who care so deeply for us that they're willing to give up their weekends to be with us, and those who cry and plead with us. I pray today, for myself and for all of us, that we find these people as they are all around us and our spirits are sure to succeed when we are together with each other and with the Lord. I hope today that you have heard of the Lord's steadfast love, and I hope that in some way this shines light on the way that the Lord is calling you to go, that is, towards him, with him, and for him. Until tomorrow, City Church, I hope that you all stay well and do good.